520 in baggage, I got some cushion tryna slide. 520 in baggage, I'm with my partners getting high. 520 in baggage, 520 in baggage, yeah. 520 in baggage, I got some cushion tryna slide. 520 in baggage, I'm with my partners getting high. 520 in baggage, 520 in baggage, yeah. Just let the plug, finna pin my brother
out. Live just got a smoke, studio, finna roll another 420 in Vegas podcast. I'm your host, Vegas A, with my co-host, Chris.
Yo.
Ray's son is not here today. He's got some important business he's taking care of, so he's stepping out for the day. But I'm sure I'll hear from the nigga later on this afternoon, because he is my brother.
Right.
Today we are smoking, this is episode 85. We are smoking on Larry Lovestein from Kind, testing in at 32% THC. Mixed with some GMO shatter, testing at 78% THC, all from Planet 13, like usual. Mm-hmm. Mixed with the batter from Saltwater. And
I don't usually trust niggas named Larry.
The 32% THC got me.
I hear you.
And I know one good nigga named Larry. Interesting story, too. I'll tell you about it right now. My sister-in-law was married to this nigga named Larry, an army nigga.
Okay.
Stationed at Fort Hood when I was. Larry's pretty cool.
Right? Oh, okay. I was about to
she
hear
had a, she had a baby.
Horror Larry story.
She had a baby named Larry Jr.
Okay.
Had a daughter named her Trinity, my niece's nephew.
Okay.
Named Larry after her baby daddy, Larry.
Mm-hmm. He all right?
He's cool. Okay. But come to find out many years later, it's not his kids. Neither one of them.
Oh, so his name shouldn't even be Larry?
So it shouldn't be Larry Jr. Oof. So he has another son.
That's so funny.
On his own with his, they get divorced, obviously.
He rename a kid, Larry Jr.
He has another son later on in life. Well, he has his first son.
Yeah.
And he named that nigga Larry Jr.
So, okay. So.
Women are scandalous, though, to do some shit like that. You have two babies by a nigga, by a different nigga, not your husband, and lie to your fucking husband, and just have him thinking they're his fucking kids for years now.
Yeah.
He thought these were his kids for some years.
Yeah. So. So that's funny that you mentioned that, because this week we found out that somebody, that this kid that we've known this whole time, his name was one name, and for like the first 2 years of his life, and then she met a dude. And he was like, I'll take care of the kid, whatever like that. So she said that she changed the kid's name and stuff. And so we're looking at like something that happened at the school, and we're like looking for this nigga name. She never changed the nigga name. So this name is still this little boy is still named after a nigga that is his daddy, but ain't been there.
But they call him by the other name.
They call him by the other name.
She never
legally got a change.
Niggas and paperwork, man. Like niggas hate getting the proper paperwork on shit. Now look at this fucking kid confused.
Yeah, like he don't know when to stand up. Like
teacher don't know what to call him because they calling this nigga for roll and he ain't answering.
Yeah,
shit.
Exactly. Exactly.
Women are fucked up, man. Y'all be doing some scandalous shit, ladies.
Or just leave it be, like. Blaming it is what it is.
Blaming these niggas for children they ain't fucking having. Oh, having these other niggas taking care of kids that ain't theirs. Ugh. Unbeknownst to them. This bitch on motherfucking Dr. Pill Poppers getting a goddamn lump cut off her head the size of a cantaloupe. And that's how do you let this shit go on for so long? You know
I don't
what
even
saying?
Know how you go watch this.
I love it. I love this show.
This have is you ever nightmare
heard of,
fuel.
No. Have you ever heard of My Feet is Killing Me?
I've heard of the show.
Don't watch it
but
unless you're ready.
I can't.
Shit,
I don't even want to see this.
My feet is killing me. It's like, motherfucker, you're like, how were you born like this? Like, some of them were born like that. Some people's feet got fucked up over the years, but it's just like,
like
how do
feet
you
like fucked
go?
Up, like what? Like, they toes was on top of each other? Like,
nah, it's more than that. It's like, crust, like, fucking. A lot of these motherfuckers had to get their shit amputated. Some of them. The doctor's like, you know what? Fuck it.
I'm just going to cut your
shit off of the toes and put a filler in your shoe because you don't need these motherfuckers no more. They causing you too many problems. No. Growths and warts and bones.
Throw the whole foot away.
It's just all fucked up.
Like, I don't want, like, how, why could you watch this?
I love this show.
I just don't.
We got people that's listening right now, we got Dr. Pimple Popper playing on the 85-inch TV in the back screen, and it's disgusting, but it's a disgusting like, where I can't turn away.
This TV is far too big for disgusting stuff like this. Like, I'm seeing too much. Like, so the lady, I'm just going to tell y'all, the lady on the show, like, where, like, on her scalp, she's got, like, big, like, lumps of, like, I don't understand. But it just seems like it's something that she could have caught a long time ago before she had to get on TV. But maybe you think some of these people, like, they don't have the funds to, like, have it go checked out, and so they have, so they wait until they are a good enough case for a TV show?
I don't know.
Because that seems, this seems crazy.
Can you go to the emergency room if you don't have insurance?
I think so.
But I don't know if this is shit they take care of in an emergency room.
This,
because the bitch ain't dying. She just got bumps on her head. That's just.
But
disgusting.
When you say bumps, like, that's not an accurate description. Well, like, it is super, fucking super mounds of fucking flesh. I just don't understand. Like, I don't get how her hair is growing still. She says she can't even sleep. Like, I'm a side sleeper. There's no way. Like, I don't need. I can't. But anyway, yeah.
What's the show with Zendaya?
Euphoria.
Okay, you fuck with Euphoria?
Absolutely. Me and Jay did a recap show on it, but yeah, it's not coming back for a while, is it? And they said, oh boy, probably ain't coming back. The one who was in like a love triangle with the girls,
the gay nigga, or not the gay nigga?
Well, the nigga who got rolled back into drugs.
Wait a minute.
Remember
the guitar player?
Yeah.
Okay.
They said he might not be coming back.
Rue better not come back. When they open up the scene, she better be in a fucking little rundown motel room getting sex trafficked.
From that white lady. I knew he was going to say that you cannot just bring that part in the story and not finish it. Because I know that white lady is looking for her.
That lady was serious about her dope.
She was very serious.
She told her exactly what she was going to do to her, too.
Which is why Rue had to sneak out the way she did. Which is still crazy. I can't believe that shit. And now, how long has that been? Like 2 years now?
Seemed like it's been a while.
Yeah, and
Ez is fucking dead.
Yeah,
in real life,
in IRL. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what the show. And then the thicker girl, she not coming back.
Oh, the porn girl,
Barbie Ferrer. Yeah, okay. She not coming back. So I don't even know what the show gonna look like.
I mean, hell, she wasn't even. It seemed like she was in the last season. A couple of episodes.
She wasn't really. Yeah. It was just to like tie those loose ends with her and that dude. Remember?
That's fucking lame. Yeah. Okay, so
How
was your week?
It was all right. Nothing major happened. Me and the bartender that trained me, we're at this point where we're just not even saying anything to each other, which is fine by me. Like, she just has like a crazy attitude, and nobody else deals with her. And I felt like I was the new person, so I was trying to come in and like be cordial, but she's just a fucking bitch. So. Besides that, I mean, work is going fine, but that's just like a little annoyance at work. Like, and it doesn't bother me. Like, I have this like specific like skill where if I choose to ignore somebody, my brain will just delete that box in my like up there of that person. So I don't care. Like, I don't need to like look at you. I don't need to say nothing to you. Like, you literally are invisible to me. So it's working great. But I went to Crystal Palace on Wednesday. I have
skate rink?
Yeah. My daughter had never really been roller skating, and she said that she wanted to go. She got on a roll. So I was like, sure, we'll go to fucking Crystal Palace. So oh my God, this is more shit. We went on, me, Josh, and then my two kids, we went on Wednesday, and it was so fun. Like, I forgot how much fun roller skating is. Like, I was definitely not, I was afraid I was going to be the oldest person there. I definitely wasn't. It was a white dude with a fucking slick back ponytail, fucking doing like 70s, like, you know how them niggas used to skate.
Man, I remember 7th, 8th grade, we were some roller skating motherfuckers back in the day.
Yeah, and kids, you know what's so cool is kids still have their own skates. Like, they're like little personalized skates, little cute skates with lights on them and like cute colors and stuff. I was like very proud to see that. I wasn't aware that people were still skating like this.
Those are serious skaters. That's like the motherfuckers that go bowling with their own ball and bag.
Oh my God, when they come in. It's, what's that, you know, the old nigga who always got that little rag? but other than that, like, nothing really major happened. Not that I can think of for real. My daughter chose a side. She's Team Megan. So, yeah, I don't know.
I figured the younger girls would be Team Megan, the older chick. Well, I don't know. It's like,
I'm an older chick and I'm not. I'm Team Megan by default because I just don't like the way that Onika be moving in these streets. Like, it's to the point, it to me, and I don't know if I've said this before, but it feels like with her, why are you coming out of your fucking tower to come talk to people that you don't think are worthy of your time? Like, and this goes right back to what I just said about how the little bitch at my job, like, I don't have to fucking interact with you. I don't have to fucking feed into your, like, fucking weird bullshit. Like, same thing with Nikki. Like, she stays saying she's so not bothered by people, but literally wake up out of her sleep to be bothered by people. Like, she was on live for hours going fucking weird, being weird. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's just too much. Like, I'm not ever going to give this much energy to people that I don't think deserve it, if that makes sense. Like,
see, if I had to pick a side, which I wouldn't, but because I don't give a fuck about female rap. Not to say it's not, I mean, it's just not, I don't.
You don't care about this faction.
I don't care about the beef part.
Yeah.
But if I just, like, if I go by the music, I'd pick Nicki.
Okay.
I fuck with her music. She just makes good music. Like,
and that's fair. And that's my important point is that Nicki's music has always been great. And all of this other stuff that she's doing is like just really tarnishing her fucking legacy for the people who aren't really familiar with old Nicki and like seeing her, like her evolution. Like, she's just mess. To me, she is just, Beyonce wouldn't do this, is what I'm saying. Like,
I mean, I think she fucked up when she made a fucking
a child molester, a rapist, a fucking nigga, whatever you want to say. A nigga who can't drop his own kid off in school.
Whatever you want to say. I read the charges. When he was 16, he basically raped a girl at knife point.
At knife point.
So he's a rapist.
Yeah.
When you do it.
Because niggas are trying to say, like, oh, he was young and she was young.
Don't matter.
And they were all both underage.
I was getting pussy at 16 and I never had to pull a knife. On a bitch. Yeah, I never had to pull a knife. The only knife I pulled out was this tongue. This sharp tongue on my brother.
But it's just, so yeah, that was definitely her number one mistake.
That put a tarnish the brand right
but
there.
But if that's the nigga you love, then love that nigga and shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Go love that nigga in silence. Put your music out. Mind your black ass business.
Also, I feel like, yeah, I married that nigga, whatever, whatever. But you bitches ain't gonna take shots at the nigga and me not respond. You know what I'm saying? Y'all not gonna rap about.
But are people getting up? Are people just waking up one day and just being like, oh, blah 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 blah? Or are people responding to her and her fans and they bullshit like this? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
the fans are ridiculous.
I don't see how you can be that
much of a fan of somebody to where you would do some shit that could jeopardize your well-being.
But look how long it took her to say something to them to stop it. And honestly, to me, it wasn't hard enough. I don't know if anybody remembers who was Rihanna beefing with? I can't remember. She was beefing with somebody and her fans were like talking about people's deceased, like, fucking family members. They were going all out, and she whichever message or note that she saw, she went into that person's DM, Rihanna did, and was like, yo, this is too much, like, we don't do shit like this, and if you do shit like this, I don't fuck with you. Like, and so the girl apologized, fucking retracted, and that was the end of that. Like, Nikki is not gonna do that.
She's gonna wait till they go piss on Meg's mom's grave and shit.
She's gonna wait until somebody trying to set Megan's house on fire or something crazy before. I mean, if she said a little something like, I don't condone this, but like, girl. And then right before she dropped this album, she put out a like peace, love, and blessings message, and it's only been fucking chaos.
Meg shot at her, though. She did shoot at her with that hit shit.
She shot at everybody. She shot at everybody. And my favorite shout out was to Drake.
What she said about
him? And I love that nigga. I love Aubrey Drake Graham.
I don't think he'll respond directly, but he'll say something cleverly in a song.
Drake loves being in beefs with women.
Yeah, I'm saying he'll say something cleverly in a song.
Yeah, but she definitely took some shots at him, calling him a fucking kicking in niggas' neighborhoods like a bad bitch, because he do that. Fake accents, because he do that. Like, listen.
All right, hey, Drake is a guy, though.
Listen, yeah, you heard me say I love this nigga, but it's true. You're not
since
Jamaican, nigga. You're not from Houston, nigga. Right, like, you.
But I've been here since the start of hip-hop. I've seen every facet of this shit from the hip, the hop, the hibbit to the hibbit, to this little oozy weird shit, and you know what I'm saying, some of that weird shit, to all of it. I've seen it all. And Drake,
he's the man.
He's head and shoulders above these niggas, man.
I am not telling you he not. Like, I'm just saying.
Nobody's had a run like this either since I've been. No. And I've been, like I said, I've been here from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Nobody had a run. A lot of rappers have been able to sustain careers.
Like, even Jay-Z hasn't had a run like
Jay-Z's
this.
Jay-Z's been able to sustain his career this whole time.
Exactly.
But he ain't been on top. Like,
constant.
Everything Drake puts out, it's number one. Mm-hmm. Every fucking single time. Mm-hmm. It's like, even the shit they feature, say is trash. And even when they call it trash. It's
2 weeks later, we listening to it.
Platinum selling mm-hmm. and shit. So, mm-hmm. I mean.
It's true.
Got to give it up for the boy.
He's absolutely.
A goofy. He's a goofy nigga.
He a big ass goofy, but
can't deny the fucking music.
Exactly.
Trey Songz, on the other hand.
Oh, God. Why is him and Jacquees fighting?
I saw that shit. In Dubai, too. Please lock Trey Songz up. We can't get him in America. He's always beats the rape charges and shit. Come on, Dubai. Y'all are strict with them assault charges.
Do right by your boy.
Dubai is strict with those assault charges.
Yeah.
Lock him up for 3 years, Dubai.
Oh,
lock
my God. His motherfucking ass for 3 years. I don't know. I don't feel no feelings about Trey Songz. Like, I don't even listen to his music. Like,
I done seen too many women came out and say he straight up raped them for
true.
It to be a coincidence.
Like, it's true.
One, could be a bitch lying, mad at you, trying to smut on your name.
Mm-hmm.
Two, goddamn, bro, you got two of them saying this shit. But when you got more than a handful of women saying you raped them and beat them up type shit, I look at you as a possible rapist and shit.
And,
you know what I'm saying?
And he a little ass nigga, so yeah, very possible.
The little niggas always
be getting
women.
Real feisty. Very possible.
And he would be fighting a nigga like Jacquees, another a little
a littler nigga.
Like two of the niggas that. They'd have to fucking put one standing on the other's shoulders and put on the trench coat like the little.
To be one full man.
Like the look, yeah, type shit. Them niggas are little. And
like
them little
the
niggas always
club,
be
please.
Mean and aggressive on the bitches.
So hard
they,
on the
first
bitch.
Of all, they always want a woman that's taller than them. And then they always want to try to regulate on her for some
right,
reason.
Right, like, and she and her big ass let him. Like, I'll never understand that. Like. I don't think I could date a short king. Not shout out to all y'all out there, but I just don't think I could do it. Because the moment you get loud with me, I'm putting my hand on top of your head.
Can't even
relax. Relax.
I hit 6 foot, I think, when I was in the eighth grade.
Yeah.
And then I kept growing.
Damn, I don't... I get so worried about my son.
Like,
he's short. Like, I'm 5'6" and a half, 7". And... My daughter's probably like 5'5". He probably like 5'4", 5'5".
He still got some time.
He 14 though.
I mean, you saw.
But he is. He's inching. He's inching. He's like to my. He's like to my brows.
You can get that knee surgery.
No.
Extend him
no.
a good 6 inches.
No, if Kaylin gonna be a short king, we gonna make him a right one. But yeah,
them short niggas, man, they got access to all the good clothes and
all the.
All the good shoes.
I'm like, he's 14. He wears size 9 right now. So to me, that gives me hope that his body's going to stretch out a little bit.
Size 9 shoe?
Yeah.
Men's?
Yeah.
God damn. He's 14?
Mm-hmm.
Lucky. I was wearing a fucking...
A 12 or something?
12 at 14.
Golly. I mean, so I don't know. Oh, I guess 9 isn't really
now,
a big man shoe.
My shit grew to like... Once I hit 6'2 and a 3/4,
yeah.
6'3, I stopped growing and shit, I guess.
I stopped growing in like 8th grade. I went another half inch. My shoe size has always been, like, I've had the same shoe size since 8th grade. And I haven't gotten any taller, nothing. Like, I stopped at 8th. So I'm hoping that's not, well, I don't. It can't be the case with him because he's taller and bigger than he was in 8th grade last year. So, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's okay. If he's a short king, he's gonna be the best short king out there. Yeah, because his sister's definitely taller than him. So, yeah, I don't know. Anyway,
just monitor his aggression.
Yeah, no, he's cool. Right?
Be angry and shit.
Honestly,
make sure he expresses his feelings and shit, so he don't bottle that shit up.
Yes,
and turn into a Trey Songz on a motherfucker.
Stand on a chair and choke a bitch and shit. Yeah, I know. But yeah, man. So, yeah, I don't know. But I think that was the end of my week. I'm sorry. We were just, like, rambling.
No, I didn't do shit this week. Just regular old work shit. Regular work and fucking... The weather was fucking tripping at work.
It was tripping.
Like, it was, like, warm at the beginning of the week.
It was, like... It got up to, like, 70.
Yeah, and then it was fucking cold as fuck at the end of the week and motherfucking...
And then raining.
Then raining and ice and shit. So,
yeah.
Like,
oh, and then you're further in, so yeah, it was hella icy,
it's
probably.
It's gonna be hella cold all next week.
Is that on his ass? Yeah. Nigga, I thought that was a side of his body.
I saw that nigga's left cheek.
What?
Nigga look like
it a is bitch. A black man on this show.
Like
and
an implant slipped.
He looked like he got a titty implant in his booty, in one of his booty cheeks. Like, how do you let that happen? Because I know you can't just sit on that shit.
I don't know, but that's not... Well, I would let that go longer than one on my fucking forehead.
You would let a booty bump get that big?
I wouldn't let it get that big, but I'd probably, you know what I'm saying, like, goddamn. I wouldn't rush to the doctor immediately like I would if that bitch was in the middle of my forehead. And shit, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like, where everybody's like, hey, what the fuck is that on your head? And shit, okay. Like, shit. I'm like, I don't know.
Because can't nobody see the booty bump.
Shit just start growing.
Oh, man. I mean, he's sitting, but like, how?
So it must not hurt.
Anyway.
She'd be handling that shit too, Dr. Lee.
Yeah, with her like her, just her loose ass hands, like just be touching.
Some shit she put the full mask on because she thinks it might be a squirter.
Ew.
Right.
Ew.
Okay, so like I said, my week was nothing. Regular go to work, 40-hour hard working man type shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? No extras. I did go to We went and ate some, I forgot what night, but I went and ate. You ever fuck with Mabel's at the Palms? Barbecue joint?
No, how is it?
It's good as fuck.
Okay, because everybody was saying that about, what was the other one that was at, it used to be at Red Rock? I can't remember, but I just don't be super impressed. Lucille's. I'm not super impressed with that. Like, it's okay, right? It's cool. But, like, if I want some barbecue, like, I want some barbecue, like. Does Mabel have, right, I just wanted to put it out. Does Mabel's have rib tips?
I don't know.
Mm. I want some rib tips.
I get nearly the same type shit every time we go. Like this time, okay. We get the platter. It's a two-person brisket. Platter. I forgot what it's called, but it comes with brisket, a half a thing of ribs.
Look how white that is under that black-ass skin.
It's all fat and shit. But what else? I get the ribs, brisket, the... Pulled pork.
Uh-huh.
Something else. I
what was your favorite?
I like the brisket's good and the ribs too. And they got three different sauces and shit.
Okay, how was the hot one? Because I know you had the hot sauce.
It's decent. It's not too hot. It's not overpowering hot, so it's good.
Flavor?
It's just all good. I'll let you taste them. I stole all three of them. Okay? I got them in my fucking refrigerator right now.
You so
thing.
Black, nigga. I stole all three of them.
And I'm leaving a tip. I can get the fucking condiments if I want those motherfuckers. If there's something specific that I want to have for the house.
You know what? That's fair. And honestly, I need to start bringing bags appropriately. Truly, I need to.
I just put them in the fucking to-go bag. But
oh, there you go.
But the greens are fucking good. They've got a garlic pork belly fried rice that's good.
That sounds good.
The mac and cheese is good. That's what I got. Something that I'll be forgetting I'm high. Okay. It was good though.
She just took that,
and that's like $69 for the for the three-piece meal, three meats and two sides. But I always add extra sides, like $20.
But it was enough for both of y'all.
Yeah, we brought the shit home and ate it for 2 days.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, ate it the next day.
Really. I mean, yeah. But y'all ate some and then still had some for $70.
Got full at the restaurant.
Yeah,
and fucking had it for lunch. Both had it for lunch the next day.
That's awesome. That's a fucking good deal. She cut some of this nigga booty cheek off.
Yeah, but Lucille's, I mean, not Lucille, but Mabel's. Mabel's at the Palms. Yeah, they got good barbecue. It's decent.
Have you been to the charcoal room at the Palace?
I think it might have been named something else when I went there.
Okay.
That's how long I've been. The steakhouse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, at the Palace Station, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking of going there for Valentine's. We made a reservation, but I'm just not sure. I wanted to know if anybody had been, but yeah. And why is she playing
berries.
With it?
You fuck with berries downtown at the circus?
Oh, yeah.
Berries is good.
Berries is really good.
I would say the Golden Steer, but.
Yeah, I already know the reservation thing is. Oh, somebody in my bar was just trying to put a reservation in. It was out a couple weeks.
I got my reservation in that bitch for right now.
Last year.
For the 13th of June. I put it in sometime last month. Just to make sure I got that bitch 6 months out. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't even know what part of the body that was.
It looked like the vagina area. Is that the armpit or the groin? It's that's the bitch's armpit.
That's okay. Awful.
Yeah, we in motherfucking stunned in the
sorry,
silence.
Sorry.
We were stunned in the motherfucking silence by this shit on TV. This bitch got some problems going on with her. Dr. Lee got her motherfucking work cut out for her with this bitch.
Damn,
she's
that's
like
a lot
cutting
of stuff.
And sewing.
Ooh, anyway.
I saw the ladies were mad at one of the Nuggets players, Michael Porter Jr.
Okay.
Because his comments on the pay, them getting not getting paid a lot or whatever in the NBA. Some WNBA drama.
Yeah, okay. So WNBA.
So a lot of women chiming in on it. How do you feel about that? And can you name me 5 current WNBA players right now? Go.
Sid, Asia, fucking, nope, I can't.
Can you name me 5 current NBA players right now?
Oh, I mean, like...
You can. Come on, LeBron James.
LeBron, fucking Clay, yeah. Fucking Draymond, fucking, yeah, I guess I could.
Luka. I mean,
Now,
see? That's why they didn't get as much money
but
as a dude.
Stop, that's not fair, but because why do I know all that? Because the NBA gets way more fucking coverage. And I'm so sorry, Jay. I'm very high, and I definitely know I can name 3 more people from the fucking Aces. Don't be mad at me.
Yeah, you live in Vegas, and we got the world fucking champs, and you can't name 5 players on the team. Don't worry, I can't either.
But
I can name Aja. I can name the white girl that's married to the nigga, the football player.
You can name her, or you can describe her.
I know she's on the team.
Sid Colson, that's my bitch. Like, I love Sid. No, Sid Colson is another black girl.
But the white girl that looks kind of mixed, right?
Okay.
Married to the football, the American Waller.
Okay. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What's her name?
I can't remember.
Damn shame. And you think they should get some more money?
I do, because.
You can't even name 5 people to get it.
This
Who's
is
supposed
so
to get
unfair.
The money if you can't even name 5 of them to get it?
This is so unfair. But the reason why is because they don't get as much fucking coverage and hype as in the NBA. If the WNBA.
Ain't going to watch the shit.
But they should. I can't. I watch football and stuff, and I don't know none of those niggas for real.
Why you watch football? Because it's exciting.
Because
right?
It's on TV.
But it's exciting.
It's on TV.
So where other channels you can turn it?
Okay. Yeah. I would rather go to a WNBA game.
My point is, if more people watch the shit and more people went to the games,
okay.
They'd
so
get
then
better,
where
they better they get better TV?
But they
deals.
Are. But they are doing stuff. And shout out to my cousin who works for the fucking Atlanta team, and she is hella doing things in marketing to get them more get people in the seats. Like
I think
she
got to be a woman thing. Y'all can pack the stadium every game.
Shout
they
out
play.
To my cousin.
Y'all can pack. They can pack the. There's enough women in the city. To fill the fucking their wherever they play.
Okay,
at,
I'm in. I've already been to a couple games.
I can't
like,
lead the women.
Okay, so let's come on, y'all. Like,
I'm
I mean,
saying, this is a woman's problem.
My thing is,
if y'all
is that,
want them to get
but
paid,
but see, stop because that's not fair. Because are you a basketball fan?
Not a women's basketball fan.
See, that's bullshit. Well, what does that mean?
I like watching college basketball, women's college basketball.
But then when they're good enough to get picked into the National League, you don't want to watch it no more?
The WNBA just kind of sucks to me.
So
it's not them.
It's not so
for me.
But so then it so then
it's
what
the basketball is different in the WNBA to me.
Why?
Than college. I don't know. They just play a faster game in college to me. I don't know. It's just I like watching the college girls play. I guess they
So you
But it used to be they were more hungry, but now these bitches are getting paid more in college than they do in the WNBA. So it's like NIL deals. Angel Reese is making more than WNBA players right now. She getting BMW deals and shit. I ain't seen not one WNBA player with a BMW deal or some shit like that, the equivalent. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe I don't see it because I don't watch.
That shit is so fucking unfair.
It is unfair, but
I don't
gotta go support.
I don't
the
watch
shit.
Live TV, so I don't know who has commercials.
Women gotta support the WNBA for them to get more money.
Sure, yes.
Because guys go watch NBA, guys go watch fucking NFL. You know what I'm
but
saying?
I just question if these guys are real basketball fans if y'all can only watch y'all's basketball. That's all I'm saying. I'm a basketball fan where if
our
like whatever game is on, I'm gonna watch it.
Nah, hell no.
But there have been some very exciting WNBA games.
I'm sure there
but
have.
But you just won't watch it.
Over what?
Just because it's on.
I'm not going to fucking like rush to the
okay,
house.
Okay, so then
like,
that.
Oh shit, the Sparks are about to play tonight.
Okay, so.
let me, hey fellas, I'm about to go to the crib and watch the WNBA. No, I'm not doing that.
Well, why you got to announce it to people? Like, why you can't go home?
The game is not. I watch the playoffs. I will watch the WNBA playoffs, and
So why won't you watch the progression to get there?
I ain't got time for all that shit. So Sorry, ladies. I just ain't got time for it.
I hear what you're saying. It just, it's a weak argument.
Man shit, you know what I'm saying?
What the fuck does that mean?
Raking up dog shit in my backyard. You know what I'm saying? Straightening up my tools and shit.
Okay, so in the case that it doesn't, it's, hi.
Take her with you.
No, it's okay. Because she stays over there, so it's fine. No, I took my allergy pill.
Not here. Take Ginger with you. Ginger, what the fuck? Got your feet all in my cord? Here, just. And grab me a beer out the freezer, please.
So, what were we talking about? WNBA. Oh, okay, yeah, I hear your argument. It's just weak as fuck to me because, like, you're not really a basketball fan. Because, like, okay, so then if the issue is, because you said instead of what, right? So, is the issue that the programming needs to change where, like, it needs to stop, like, because when are the seasons? Like, do they fucking interlap, right? Yeah, like, it's interlapping, right? Or, no, not yet. No, the girls haven't started.
I think they play in the summer.
So then they don't interlap? Or over... What am I saying? What the fuck is interlap? Why are you letting me say interlap?
Are you starting to say overlap?
Yes, nigga. You just letting me say it interlap.
Well, I thought it was... I mean, shit. You've been to college and shit. I thought you might learn that shit in college. Hell. I only took one fucking semester of English. You know what I'm saying? Hell. I don't know what the fuck... What they teach.
What the fuck is interlap?
I don't know what they teach in English or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if they teach it. Fucking AP. Okay, so fucking yeah. So if the seasons don't overlap, then it's not a programming issue, right? Is it just that the NBA just gets way more money to allocate for marketing and stuff? Like I'm not gonna let anybody die on the hill of it's just more exciting.
Yeah, well it is.
But I don't think
the
that.
The game of basketball Why? Is more exciting played Why? By men.
Why?
Because niggas are dunking on each other.
So it's the dunk.
So no, say that's part of it. Yeah, that's part of it. Shit.
Okay, so then I mean, let them dunk.
They do dunk that weak ass dunking in the WNBA. Come on, man. That shit, I mean, it's good. It's weak. I mean, come on.
We're not gonna get to the resolution.
But it ain't too many women in the WNBA dunking.
So what the fuck? You are the fucking Shaq dunk on like on people and make the backboard shatter and shit.
I mean, if they could, I'd love it.
He's like, is there somebody who can do that?
I tune the fuck in. I'd watch that bitch play every game.
But Shaq didn't break backboards every night.
But the anticipation was there. Shaq's first couple of years in the game, check out the whatever the Nielsen ratings or whatever for those games. Niggas was watching them games. I remember we used to love watching Shaq play because not just because he was bamming on motherfuckers, but Shaq might break the rim on this bitch ass nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Until they Shaq proofed the motherfuckers, but before they Shaq proofed them, shit.
Yeah, he's the
Shaq was a monster. Shaq, big Shaq, old man Shaq. People that know him now, like the young people that just see old man Shaq on TV.
Yeah. They don't even know.
They don't know. Like, I saw Shaq playing at LSU and then coming to the fucking NBA and be fucking a dominant man for the Magic.
Orlando, yeah.
Like,
hell,
to the point where they had to change the fucking how the rims are made and the backboard.
Because this nigga kept bending and breaking and shattering them.
They had to put them holes on hydraulics.
Because it would just lean.
Shaq bamming on them.
So since you just brought up Shaq, I have a very like high but serious question. Couldn't that nigga run for president? Think about it. I think you don't think that he could be a candidate that could possibly eliminate parties altogether. Like really think about that.
I think The Rock probably would have a better shot than Shaq. No, I don't know.
I mean, just think about it. We let a reality show person be a president.
Shaq's too dark skinned though.
But everybody loves Shaq.
Them Appalachian white people, they'll be like, Shaq's one of them good ones, but he's still a nigger.
But they got general insurance.
I don't think them white people are gonna vote for Shaq.
They order Papa John's. Like that, really think about that.
I don't think the Republicans will vote for anybody black.
But,
Which makes me wonder why Tim Scott is kissing so much ass, knowing his ass ain't gonna get no vice presidential nominee
at
and shit. All you can do is hope to be like a Ben Carson, nigga.
Right. What a fucking waste of a person.
Put you in charge of the project. Nigga didn't do shit for 4 years. He was Secretary of Housing or some shit. Man, these niggas should be ashamed of themselves, man. They wouldn't let a nigga like me into politics. I guarantee it. Because, shit. Well, they'd get me out of there.
I wish that I don't have that mental capacity to, like, do this shit. Because niggas would make me mad. And I'd be at a press conference and be like, first of all, bitch, that was a stupid-ass question. And don't have nothing to fucking do with me. Yeah, so I can't do that. So, but I would like, if anybody's interested, I would like to like be like a sounding board for a nigga that's trying to do like good stuff. Cause like, I feel like I'm going to be like a real voice of reason in the room. Like, I don't really care about fucking nothing, but does it make sense? Like, I don't care about the profits and stuff. I just like, does it make sense? So if anybody's interested in like having a high nigga in your fucking, in your fucking peanut gallery, please let me know. But yeah, I don't know. But I thought about that the other day about Shaq, and I was like, there's okay, you mentioned the fucking niggas with no teeth and shit in the Appalachians, but like, I'm talking about like the rest of us. Like, there's really not a person that don't like this nigga. Like, and he has his hands in everything. Like, something one way or another that all of us have had or have or will have. Like, he has his hands in so much stuff. And I think he has such a, like, good, like, sports legacy. And people love him on fucking TNT. And he be shacking a fool. Like, I just think that, he could be a person that could, like, run for an office. And he a fucking cop already or some shit.
Like an honorary cop or some shit.
I don't know. Like, come on, man. Like, he literally has done almost everything. Like,
you get the uneducated nigga vote 100%. Like, the nigga.
But I just.
That don't know shit.
But see, you're saying uneducated, but like.
Well, I mean, the ones would be like, no, he black. I'm voting for him. No matter what.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No matter what his policies are.
I'm talking about this nigga. No, like, he got a hella kids, right? And we know that he got to take care of them and shit. But also, this nigga be making some, like, real, like, to me, smart money decisions.
Fuck yeah.
And I just think that somebody like that.
I don't fuck
could
with
could allocate
them,
money
them,
stuff.
I know them niggas are eating Papa John's.
Nigga.
When I was in the Army,
it's gotten better. I'm not even going to lie.
I haven't had it in probably 10 years. But when I was in the Army, we used to fuck some Papa John's up.
Yeah.
See what's cheap? You get two of them motherfuckers and shit with
the garlic butter
and shit and the pepper
and
little
peppercini. Yeah. I mean, look, I only tried Papa John's again after I saw Shaq on the commercial. I'm not going to lie to you. And I was like, oh, okay, well.
Oh, yeah, that's why I stopped.
He's getting.
Because he's racist.
Because of the racist rant on the phone call.
Because Papa John's.
But then.
I'm like, nigga, I didn't get you all this goddamn money and you want to talk about niggas like this? Okay.
But
well,
then
fuck
fucking Shaq bought into it and had the Shaq-a-roni and some of the proceeds to every Shaq-a-roni that was sold went to something. Like, some, I can't remember. But so I was for that. Like, so the point is that Shaq made me eat racist pizza again. And so I think he could make America great again. I just think he's the kind of person that could like probably stop the left and right so much. Like, and just get niggas on a common ground. Like, because we have to. We don't have no fucking choice. Like,
it's just about to be motherfucking Trump and goddamn Biden.
Again.
I wish they would.
It's like a fever dream.
I wish they'd like just debate. And both of them just have a heart attack right there on the motherfucking debate stage at the same fucking time. Early on, so that we got at least so we have at least 4 months
to figure out.
4 months for some niggas to get up there and campaign and be like, hey, look,
it's
crunch time. It's crunch time. They tried to make America great again and look where that got them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my
God. Rest in peace to the former presidents, but it's time for a new direction for this motherfucking country.
What would their debate even be like? Like, will Biden even know where he at?
That's why I just want to see a real debate. It's got to be at least 2 hours, like, And you got to have somebody, a non-partial motherfucker up. Let me get up there and answer the motherfucker.
Nigga, or that's what I'm saying. I would also.
Somebody like John Stewart.
Yeah.
Let him answer the motherfucker.
Yeah. There you go.
Or a panel.
Yeah.
Of John Stewart, Dave Chappelle, and motherfucking. I don't know. I can't think of a third person, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
Some smart white man. No. Yeah. What's a nigga name?
The nigga from Loveline, Dr.
Dr. Drew.
Dr. Drew.
I think he tried to run and he was kind of racist too. I think some shit came
Dr.
out.
Dr. Drew?
Yeah, Dr. Drew ran against somebody for something. I think his secrets came out. Something about Dr. Drew was fucked up.
Oh, nigga, I have hella got to look that up.
Because he was running for something, right?
I think, but I don't remember anything coming out.
He ran for something last election. He lost, but.
But yeah, I don't know. So just something to think about, America.
I wouldn't want Shaq to do it, though. I don't think Shaq's got the...
I don't like the way that presidency ages people. And I wouldn't want that for him. But I think he could help figure some of this shit out.
Anything better than these two motherfuckers when the two options that it's looking like we're going to fucking be stuck.
I just don't understand how this happened.
I don't either.
Like,
I thought Biden said he was only going to do this shit one time.
He promised.
I was just ready for somebody like Gavin Newsom to fucking do it. He just looks like a president. He looks presidential.
Is looking like a president good enough?
No, I'm just saying, but he's a young white man. He's a young white man that ain't no dirt came out about yet.
Okay.
I mean,
I'll give you that.
They don't like the way he's done California, though, I guess, because they say San Francisco looks like a fucking shithole.
They said, okay, so.
But I mean, I got a homegirl that lives in San Francisco, but she got money though, so.
Yeah, she not in San Francisco for real. Like, but okay, so just one of the many conversations that I hear at work, right? This one dude was saying that the whole state of California, and I don't know how fucking true this is, but he said at this rate, the whole state of California is headed to be like the city of Detroit.
So are the housing prices going to drop?
Right? I'd love to live by the beach.
I'll go buy me some motherfucking... I'll go get somebody shit on auction.
Nigga. Have us some some beachfront fucking houses.
Hey, guys, I bought this shit on that auction. I'm going to give y'all 60 days to move out. Government says I only have to give you motherfuckers 30. Give y'all 60
but your
days
boy is nice.
60 days to move out. Don't trash my shit on the way out, please.
Right.
I've been looking to do that here, though.
Yeah.
Like find out. There's people that know that shit.
Hell yeah.
I'm trying to get plugged into them people that know where the house, the like, what is it? Tax foreclosed auction, tax lien auction.
That would be something very useful to a nigga like me. Like, to get something for super cheap.
You can come up. Like, like the auction and fucking
pay the property taxes and shit. Like, what they owe. That's, oh my God. That would be such a blessing.
Imagine just going down there and bidding.
And I just got a house.
$20,000. Boom. You got a whole
house. I just got a whole fucking house. That's crazy. Oh, my God. That would be such a blessing.
I'd be a slumlord on the motherfuckers.
You would be a slumlord?
No, hell no. But I'd be the motherfucker fixing everything.
Absolutely.
Since I know how to do this shit.
Absolutely.
And I'd be taking it. I'd still have to charge them, though, for my services. Landlord and
maintenance. That don't come in the rent.
No, it's not.
You're not gonna add a little bit to the rent.
I'm gonna have a detailed package.
See, I was about to say I'll rent a house from you, but you over here.
Don't let me come over there and see a dog and they ain't paid the motherfucking pet deposit.
Did that dog got somewhere else to live?
Yeah, like, whose dog is that barking in there? Y'all ain't paid the pet deposit. And I said you could only fucking pet sit for one day. How long that motherfucker been here?
I'm over here like, yeah, I'll rent a house for you. Nah, nigga. That's so funny. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how we got here. So the debate should be happening starting soon, right? Or are we too soon? Are we too early?
Soon, they got to secure the nomination first.
So who else is it right now?
It's Trump and Nikki Haley on the Republican side.
Oh my God. You know those fucking Republicans are not going to vote for a white lady. Like, do y'all realize? Stop. Hold on. Y'all realize that white women be thinking they so fucking important, but do you remember back when they gave niggas rights before they gave the bitches that was in their house fucking rights? Think about that. White women think they so fucking important. The last thing a white man want to do is give you anything. Join the club, ho.
Hold on. Let me go grab something out of the freezer right quick. I told my wife to bring something from the freezer. I think she brought it from the fridge because this motherfucker ain't cold enough. So, and I want to make sure my beard not about to bust explode. In the damn freezer.
Okay. Just me and you, Ginger. Okay. So I don't know. But I guess we'll wait. He not going to edit this out or nothing, I'm sure. I don't. Because she has shit to do.
I know how my goddamn beer is supposed to taste.
All right, you'll be all right.
My red stripes go in the freezer for exactly 32 minutes.
32?
Yep.
Why? What's going on with them last 2 minutes?
That, I get peak freshness. That has it right on the cusp of.
About of to.
Like almost like a milkshake.
Okay.
Learned that in Germany.
Okay.
When I was at the, we used to have a little bar we went to in Germany, and they mm-hmm. make these beers called Frosties.
Okay.
The beer was a German beer called some shit. I can't even remember.
Okay.
Something. Something with a P.
Okay.
They actually sell it at Lee's, but.
Oh, do they?
Herman something, I can't remember.
Okay.
But they give it to you in a fucking frosty mug, big-ass frosty mug, and that bitch would be thick till it was almost a fucking milkshake of ice-cold fucking beer.
Yeah.
Get that and a big-ass motherfucking schnitzel, some french fries.
What's a schnitzel?
It's like a big breaded pork steak type shit.
Like meat inside the bread?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is that? What do we call that here?
I don't know, it'd be like a chicken. It's kind of like a chicken fried steak type shit, I guess. I don't know.
Oh,
but
okay.
But it's German with some, and you can get it with like gravy on it and shit. And
oh, okay.
I would get Schnitzel. Fries and fucking, they dip their fries in mayonnaise, but I'd be like, nah, nigga, bring me some ketchup.
I mean, ketchup and a little mayo. It's okay. I don't know if I'm going to get canceled. Don't cancel me for that.
Wait a minute, though. So, what do you think the WNBA should do to get this?
Oh,
money?
Are we here again?
We never finished.
Oh, because this is an impossible conversation with you. I just think that we have to, because I think the NBA has way more money to fucking promote and market these niggas. And I think that.
But really, I don't see like commercials for. I don't. Commercials don't make me watch the NBA. The game makes me watch the NBA. You know what I'm saying?
But right,
I don't need no marketing. They don't have to make no commercials. All I got to know is when are the Warriors playing the Lakers, and I'm tuning into that fucking Ginger.
Sorry.
I'm tuning into that
game. See, I just don't believe like there. But there's the hype. Like people aren't like, I don't know. Everybody just go to a fucking WNBA game and like support your. But like out of all things, like
I'm gonna forget the Aces.
Just support your local teams.
We got the champs. We got the motherfucking champions.
So do you watch Aces games? See, so
I have. Technically, yes, I have.
What does that mean, technically?
I've actually...
Where it was like,
because
it
I
came
had to find
on
the shit. It ain't like they just play the motherfucker on ESPN and shit. You got to fucking...
See?
They be playing shit on obscure channels and shit.
See?
And I don't be wanting to search.
See? So what is the resolution? The marketing, right?
Well, okay.
So am I right?
I mean, they need a better TV deal then, too.
Okay, yeah. So all of that. And I think that a lot of that has to do with all the money that niggas pour into the NBA versus the WNBA. Because you got to pay people, too. And you got to pay them their worth because, again, as regular fucking citizens who can't get into national fucking sports leagues, all of the niggas that get to national sports leagues deserve to be where they are because they're good. They're better than all the rest of us. Like, and I think that they should be paid for it. But I think that there has to be other money as well to put into the marketing to get them on those ESPNs, ESPNs too, outside of the fucking finals. That's all. So it's the blatant fucking disregard to market them.
But the game is different, like I'm saying. The bottom line is game is different. Men
because
are more
people
athletic
are gonna
than women. You know what I'm saying? It's just a fact. Men can jump higher than women. And niggas dunking is exciting. They don't have a dunk contest at the WNBA All-Star game. You know what I'm saying? For a reason. Because there'd be one bitch dunking in that. You know what I'm saying? What's her name? Old girl from the Russian jail? Brittany Griner.
From the Russian jail.
Brittany Griner being there dunking by herself in that motherfucker.
I mean, So it's the dunk. That's what it's boiling down to for you.
I mean, and this the game pace is it's just the faster pace. Just is I don't know. I don't know. It's just men play basketball better than women to me. Shit, I don't know. Oh my God. As a former high school basketball player,
they can all ball you up though.
Who?
Every shit. Person in a national sports
maybe now because I'm 50 something fucking years old. But if I was in my 20s, I'd be balling them WNBA hoes up. Some of them would get me. The tall ones would get me probably, but them five.
She looks like the thing from Fantastic Four.
The thing, yeah. The thing.
Oh, that's his name?
Yeah, thing. Ben Grimm, the thing.
Oh no, nigga! I think the
WNBA. It's like same thing as why don't the black actors and actresses make that much money? Because niggas ain't going to see some of these black movies. You know what I'm saying? They need to stop trying to copy the white man and make some original black films, and niggas will go see them. I think they would. But niggas don't want to see a remake of The Color Purple. I didn't want to see that shit.
No.
I watched the first 5 minutes of it on free TV and turned that shit off. So,
I mean, I'm very particular about my musicals, and I like Color Purple with the few times that there was music in it, I liked it like that. I don't want to hear a whole fucking... Same reason why I won't go watch the new Mean Girls. I thought about it. I don't want to see Mean Girls as a musical.
No, I don't want to see nothing as a fucking musical.
So.
But if you make the right black movie, it'll make movie. Look at Black Panther.
Shout out to The Blackening.
That shit made like a fucking $1 billion. The Blackening, that shit was funny as fuck.
And did way better than people thought it was going to. And
shit like that, I'll go see in the movie theater.
Absolutely. And did.
There's this one I'm thinking about going to see soon. I gotta look at the actors again. I don't know if they were black or mixed. But it's like I think it's like a horror movie. It's like back in like 45,000 BC or some shit. But these niggas look regular, like people look like they're regular normal people, but they're wearing like fur and shit.
Yeah.
And shit,
but it's like the dawn of time or some shit?
No. But something in the darkness or out of the darkness or some shit like that.
Yeah, and it's like a cave, like like the shadow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what that was about, but it looked interesting.
It's supposed to be like a horror type movie. Nope. Bitch ain't had a pedicure in years.
No.
Damn, they a couple?
Damn. Okay, so on this pimple popper, it is like, I can't describe it other than like, they look like the thing from Fantastic Four.
Oh, these are brother and sister. Okay.
Oh, hell no. What the fuck, mom and dad?
They have neurofibromas.
They look like little clusters, but it's all over.
Yep. Damn.
Hope
old boy ain't got it on his dick.
I mean, she got it on the bottom of her feet, so I'm pretty sure he do.
Damn, he ain't getting no pussy like that. He'd have to get him off of Figueroa.
Speaking of Figueroa.
Prostitution?
I know, that's so crazy. I just found Make Moves Media posted about how somebody they paid them for a video, and they didn't produce the video. And so then I happened to go onto that videographer's page, and I don't know what kind of video they was trying to get, but he be making 304 like music videos. Like it's like, that's a genre that's starting to happen.
What?
Yeah.
I know that's, I used to see him dancing on TikTok. Not so much.
Anymore. No, it's like a music video now and she rapping.
Get it how you live. Bitch, yeah. If Cardi B can make it, anybody can. Shit.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. But it's interesting. So if you run across it.
This is where this is the first Sunday in a minute where there hadn't been any fucking NFL football.
No, nothing.
So it's like, I think I'm going to go to, after I upload this shit, I'm going to go to Mario's.
Yeah, my Jess was at Mario's yesterday.
I haven't been to the new Mario's yet.
Yeah. They still haven't tore down the old building. But it's in the, the next door, right?
I think I need some catfish.
Yeah.
And maybe some pork chops. I don't know yet. But something.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, what's your plans for next Sunday? And they neither one of these your team, so.
I'm not sure yet, because I might have, it depends. Some people might be coming into town.
Mm-hmm.
Two different groups.
Okay.
And one might want to go to that rooftop pool shit at the Circa.
Okay. The Circa, where with the sports book in it?
Type shit. Yeah. Stadium. Yeah. I haven't even been up
Stadium
there.
Stadium Swim.
Yeah. And
it's nice up there.
But I was like, nah, I don't. That's why I got this big ass TV, you know what I'm saying? To watch shit like in the comfort of my fucking living room where I can smoke some weed and drink my drinks and I can buy one bottle of liquor for $70 as many shots as I wanted out of motherfucker instead of paying
100%.
Instead of paying fucking $70 for the first round of fucking shots.
100%. And it's cold, nigga.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and the weather's probably going to be kind of fucked off next week. Not fucked off, but it's going to be chilly.
Yeah. So, no, I hear it. I mean, honestly, my fucking motto for fucking your house is, or not my motto, but I always say, like, make your fucking house as comfortable as you need to, because I don't like to leave mine. Like, all my comforts are at my house, like, all the things that I need and want in life.
The forecast for next Sunday is a low of 38 and a high of 54. Good. So, yep, that already made my mind up for me. I won't be at no stadium shit.
On top of the fucking Circa at 32 degrees.
Right here in this living room, I'm going to go probably pick up some food from a couple of different places or some type, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And watch that bitch right here in the comfort of my living room with a case of beer and a couple of different bottles of tequila.
There you go.
I almost stuttered when I said tequila. I was trying to get that shit out so quick. Damn. I do like some fucking tequila. I do like a good old, I just like the regular cheap bottle of Casamigos.
Yeah. Have you had the mezcal?
Have I had mezcal? What brand?
Have you had the Casamigos mezcal?
No, I don't like mezcal. That shit tastes nasty to me.
Is it too smoky?
Yeah. And the only time I've had it was like when the actual worm was in the fucking bottle and shit. And that shit just tastes too sharp or something. It's just like, nope.
Are you supposed to drink the worm?
You can.
That always
I've drank
me
the
out.
Worm before in tequila. In Mexico, when me and my cousin went to Boys Town in fucking in Mexico.
Okay. That sounded like a story. Nah. But yeah. Okay, so next Sunday, like, are they just gonna give it to the Chiefs?
Nah, hell no. Nah. The Chiefs are the underdogs in that bitch.
Oh, well, that's good. I hope it doesn't work out for them. You know what I don't want is that every time something happens on the field, they show
Taylor Swift. You know what? Show her as much as you want. Just don't have her doing nothing in Usher's set.
Could you imagine if she brought her fucking ass down on that stage?
He better not do no sucker shit like, ladies and gentlemen, Taylor Swift. I'm like, no, dog, Usher. This is supposed to be all you, nigga. We did not come here for this shit.
Yeah, we didn't. Yeah, we ain't come for this.
Not here in Vegas. Don't do us like this. Oh, my man, God. Man, you know it's going to be fucking wild.
We should tweet him right now and be like, Usher, do not fucking bring Taylor Swift.
You know it's going to be wild next fucking week. I mean, the whole weekend, it's going to be some money. The hoes are going to make money next week.
Yeah.
The pimps are going to make money next week.
Oh, my God.
Well, the renegade hoes will make some money next week.
They'll make some money.
Bartenders are going to make some money next week. Sportsbooks are going to make a lot of money.
Sportsbooks,
waitresses are going to make a lot of fucking money next week.
Yeah. It's going to be good. Hopefully good times for everybody.
And restaurants are going to get broke up. You know what? I was listening. Okay, I ain't even going to say the name of the podcast. But they were talking about Keith Lee on this. Keith Lee.
Uh-huh.
And the shit, they're like, why is Keith Lee a authority on any kind of food? He's from Vegas. What kind of food do they have in Vegas? And I thought about it. I was like, we got every fucking thing here, technically, if you think about it.
Technically. It's a lot of corporate stuff here.
But okay, but we got a lot of motherfucking, we got a lot of goddamn good restaurants. Seafood restaurants, steakhouses and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of good shit to choose from, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers come here, they can find what they're looking for. So.
Yeah. I mean,
over a lot of cities.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm from one of the biggest food places. So like Vegas does have a lot of food. But like I said, they have a lot of corporate stuff, which I'm not really used to. I think the only thing that the food scene lacks is just more. We just need more of y'all to open up y'all restaurants. That's really what it is. Like, because we do have a lot of, like, nice little, like, hole-in-the-wall, like, places, but it's a lot of corporate stuff here. And to me, that's what separates this, like, food scene from, like, Chicago's food scene. Like, where we do have a lot of corporate stuff, too, but it's a lot of, like, one-in-one places, you know what I mean? or like one over here and one on that side of town, and that's it. Like, you know what I mean? So I don't honestly, it wouldn't really matter where he was from to start. I don't think.
He's from Detroit, but I mean,
wherever he's from, I don't think it really matter where he's from. Like, if you're a person that likes food, like don't nobody, like every food critic ain't from fucking New York City. Like,
do you fuck with Keith Lee?
I mean,
do you follow him on TikTok?
I don't think I ever did. I think I just always run into his videos.
I was there. I was one of the first couple of million.
When he was sitting on that little ass chair.
Yeah, with the little Paw Patrol chair.
Yeah. I've always seen his videos. Like, I've seen his hair grow. Like,
that nigga's turned up now. He's getting money.
Yeah.
But did you see the recent shit?
I just saw it this morning with the food truck. Dr.
Blessing, yep.
So I saw his reply. I didn't see what happened.
Okay, I'll tell you what
happened. Yes, please.
Okay. Keith Lee, there was a black lady in Dallas. Mm-hmm. She has a food truck, mm-hmm. and her son was making fucking, you know what I'm saying? You know how they do when they know he's coming to town, everybody making videos and shit, begging mm-hmm. the nigga, emailing them, yada, yada,
mm-hmm,
yada.
Mm-hmm.
So he read shit, so boom, he said, I'm going to go. He went over there, and when he went there, there was a nigga, nigga cutting hair.
Somebody braiding.
And a girl braiding, and them cooking the food and shit. He's like, it was a fucking vibe. So mm-hmm. he went up there and he told her, specifically, on camera.
$1,000.
$1,000 for the barber. Here's $1,000 for the braider.
Free braids and haircuts, yeah. Right?
He didn't specifically say that. He just said, here's $1,000. Because he saw the dude was cutting hair.
Okay.
So he's like, here's $1,000 for the barber. His exact words. Here's $1,000 for the barber. $1,000 for the braider.
Okay.
He's like, $2,000 for the fucking... For the food. And then another $800 for everybody that's in... free food for everybody in line right now.
Okay.
Shit, right?
Okay.
But it wasn't cash.
It was a POS system.
Yeah, because the nigga
he's not a dummy, and he don't carry that kind of cash around.
Right. So the lady turned it around to where she didn't give them shit.
She took all the money.
Took all the money, kept it, and then her son was talking about, Keith Lee said for my mom to divvy it up the way she saw fit, or type of shit, whatever. That, and he said he told him, divvy it up how you use it. Pay him with Cash App or Venmo. That's what he meant.
Yeah.
You could choose whichever way to pay him.
To pay the braider.
And the fucking barber. $1,000.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whichever pay platform you want to use or whatever.
Yes, yes, yes.
Not fucking. You
keep
can choose
all of the money.
How much money to give the motherfucker type shit.
Yeah.
So that's why Keith Lee made that video. You saw the video?
He made that
video clearing it the fuck up.
Yeah.
So this stupid bitch. Instead of being, because she could be up right now, she would have made that $2,000 in no fucking time. The next day, once the Keith Lee effect hit.
Because
we've seen what the fucking Keith Lee effect can do right here in Vegas.
In Vegas.
With Frank and Sons and shit.
Yes, I still haven't been over there. I got to get over there.
Me too. But, and with all the, with the Asian place, and I mean, every place he's hit in Vegas that he's raided, he kind of fucked it off for us locals because now we can't get in to eat in the motherfucker.
Yeah, it's hard to get there. Because
I'm not waiting 3 hours for nothing in the city I fucking live in.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying?
No, so, I'm not.
But she could have had the Keith Lee effect.
Yeah.
But she got the reverse
and
effect.
And could have got that $2,000 back today.
In no time. But she got the reverse effect because she wanted to be fucking greedy and making dumbass videos, crying and shit. And now, then making another
video.
What
was her video about?
I didn't.
This is after it had all happened.
Yeah. Because she made a video. I don't know. It was just a bunch of bullshit. She didn't want to give them the money, basically. Then she made another video talking about, well, I told them to come get the money. You know what I'm saying? I called them. They ain't came and got the money. Because the other girl's like, well, fuck. Basically, the braider. Like, fuck you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, she can make that back in a head.
My blessings going to come to me no matter
Period.
What. Because I'm a good person in general.
Mm-hmm.
But being greedy, and it cost a dumb bitch. So now she's just looking stupid because the Keith Lee effect. Somebody had to do it. I didn't want it to be a nigga, but somebody had to do it. You know what I'm saying? Somebody had to fucking take Keith Lee's blessing and fuck it off. And she was the one to do it. Hate it had to be a sister, but
damn,
shows what that greed can get your goofy ass.
So now niggas ain't about to be fucking with her.
Nah. She had to close down early yesterday for no fucking business.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? But then, and then they, and you know, niggas are, one, you know, some niggas on the internet ain't got nothing but time, it seems like.
Yeah.
And they are the, a nigga with nothing, an internet savvy nigga with nothing but time is like the best private detective in the fucking world.
Mm-hmm.
They found her other business name and shit.
Oh,
just
shit.
In case she tried to get out there and run the other business.
Oh,
like,
oh shit.
This shit canceled too, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
Oh, shit. And all she had to do
was give $2,000 to the
and it would have, and it would have, it wouldn't have even been, it was through the POS system, so she would have even had a week or two to figure, to give it to them. You know
and
what I'm saying?
She would have still made $2,800 on top of that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what the fuck? But I guess her business was struggling so bad that she couldn't pass that shit up. She's like, nah, nigga, I'm keeping
I
this
need
over.
All of this.
I need every bit of this.
Damn,
I'm going to motherfucking to the Bahamas next week.
That's crazy.
But what's funny is I was watching another one. He rated another one where this lady had made like a sweet potato pie, like an individual serving or type shit. And I think he gave that shit like a 9.5. And then she made a video today. She's like, sorry, y'all. You know what I'm saying? My cabinets are bare. Everything's sold out. She's like, and I thought I was prepared.
Right.
She's like, we had like 95 pans of this shit, more than we'd ever made. She's like, and y'all came about it all. So she's like, but we'll still be open to regular time tomorrow and all that type shit. So
that's such a blessing.
Keekly effect worked for her. She made a bunch of videos too. You know what I'm saying? And he saw the video, one that stood out. She's like, I'm not gonna stop till I get up my hug and my food rated type. And he was like, you know what? I'm coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And boom, she got the good.
That's
part
such
of
a blessing. I love when good people do good shit for other people. And it is always one nigga that's gotta fuck it up. That's crazy.
It's just crazy to watch the rise of Keith Lee.
He was
doing local fucking food fucking reviews until he's on the national scale. Like fucking, the nigga's a household fucking name.
Yeah.
Shit. Like, motherfuckers be like, the Keith Lee effect is a real fucking thing. He's taking struggling businesses and made them motherfuckers profitable to where motherfuckers talking about opening second locations and shit. Like, hiring more people and shit.
People not being able to pay their rent and shit. Shit getting paid in a day. Cause now they can keep their shit open. You know what I mean? Just that's a fucking blessing, bro.
And the nigga be breaking people off with his tips.
He really do. Very, very nice.
Tried to give a barber $1,000.
Nigga, and a braider.
Boy.
That's crazy.
What a dumb bitch. For $2,000. $2,000 ain't nothing compared to what you would have had. You would have made that in no. She would have been sold out with a line. Because you see what happens.
He even said in his video that when people found out super quick that he was there, and by the time before he even finished the interaction, he said, and it was very short.
Yep.
It was a long ass line. That's crazy.
She would have been good to go, but nope.
Yeah, people be so fucking greedy, bro.
Not me.
Nah.
See, and then I just got a text from one of my cousins. I'll be there this weekend, big cuz. Here we fucking go. Here we fucking go.
Yeah, but
come to watch over here. You got to bring an eighth and a bottle.
That's the entry fee.
An
eighth and a bottle.
I'll provide the food, and I'll have food and drinks too. But that bottle is gonna get stacked up with the rest of them and shit.
So what's going on with your table?
Oh, I do got. We're gonna. That's another thing. Today's Sunday with no football or nothing. I'm going to get me some catfish, a catfish plate from
Mario's,
and we're gonna go buy us a new table because my cousin finally sent the fucking money.
Oh, okay.
For the table because I had look. Let me see if I can find this text thread or did I delete it? Let me see. I deleted it after I got my money. Damn. But he broke my table a couple of days before Christmas, right?
Yes.
And my last text to him was a couple of days ago, like on the fucking, the 27th of January. I said, look, nigga, it's been a month. It's been over a month. I was like, you're my family. So that's the only reason I'm not embarrassing your ass on Facebook right now. Shit, you know what I'm saying? I was like, nigga.
He said that.
Give me my, give me some of my, I don't know how long it takes to get together $200.
Mm-hmm.
But it's taking, you know what I'm saying? Give me some of it.
Yeah.
He's like, what's your cash at? Mm-hmm. And then I got a cash app from his girlfriend for the $200 for my fucking table.
Okay, there you go.
So I was like, nigga.
You said.
I was like, I've been stalling you out, my guy. You know what I'm saying? It's been a fucking month.
You was about to put him on blast on Facebook.
Hell yeah, that's how I do niggas that owe me money. I put them on blast on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? I use Facebook as a tool of public shaming motherfuckers if I have to.
Don't borrow no money from Zay and don't pay it back promptly.
The intent is to pay it back.
Yes, obviously. Yeah, because, you know, yeah, the weather about to break soon. Like, you need your, yeah. Like, It's been a while.
I need my fucking money.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Sure. Be thankful I'm in a position where I can loan niggas money.
For sure.
And I loaned you something, you don't pay that shit back? Or not loan money, but what was I talking about?
Oh.
People borrowing money.
People borrowing money.
He didn't borrow money. He just broke the fucking
table.
Yeah,
he just broke table and didn't pay it back. He
broke a 200 table probably. And didn't have the money to pay me immediately.
And I That's why I said,
if I'm in somebody's house and I break a $200 table,
you got to be able to.
I can cash up you that fucking $200 right here, right now. And I'm sorry I made such a fucking fool of myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I didn't know I was that drunk where I couldn't stand the fuck up.
Right.
But I'm not gonna do no shit like that shit like that.
Right.
But you break my shit, fuck. I don't know what kind of job you have where you don't get a paycheck in a month and 2 days, but they're fucking you over.
Heard.
Cause I would hit the nigga up like a couple of weeks went by, I hit him up, I was like, hey, what's up, cuz? He's like, what's up? Like, what you mean, nigga? What's up? I was like, my table, nigga.
No, nigga. I mean, what's up?
You know what I'm saying? And he's like, oh, yeah, I got you on payday.
Okay.
And I waited another 3 weeks. Mm. I'm like, hey, what's up? He's like, what's up?
Oh,
I'm like, nigga, what's up? What kind of job do you have where you ain't been paid in 3 weeks since the last time I talked to you? You know what I'm saying? The fuck? So, but I got my money, and I'm going to buy a table that I got to, I'm taking my, because I have all new mic stands.
Oh, do you?
That you can just clip to a table.
And, oh, you and got them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've been having them for over a fucking year, probably.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, but damn. But I just never use them because the old table, they didn't fit. And I never tried it on this table because I wasn't planning on
using
this table.
It was glass.
And it's glass.
You don't want to do that.
So, but.
Yeah, cool.
Yep. Then gave my goddamn money because I guess he could sense the tension in the through the words in the fucking Facebook Messenger.
I'm sure.
Like, nigga, it's been a month.
I'm sure it could. Okay.
If you were anybody but family, I'd have to put you on blast. And you know, and you've seen me do it to motherfuckers. So don't be on the receiving end of this shit, man. Give me my goddamn money.
Right. Well, I'm glad it was resolved. But I have hella been waiting, like, because I hadn't seen a new table.
You know what?
And I was
But even off of that, it's motherfuckers out there that's owed me money for so long that they probably forgot about it. I know they forgot about it because they've asked for other money since then.
But you didn't forget about
it. Hell no, I ain't forgot about one fucking cent. Because I put it in my motherfucking Apple goddamn calendar.
Yeah.
On my phone and shit. Like,
the day that they.
This is the date this motherfucker borrowed $89 from me.
Come on, $89.
$89 fucking dollars. Yeah. For a specific bill. I remember everything. I put everything in there. So I got my. You talking about a nigga got his receipts?
So when.
I got my fucking receipts.
So you'd be like, where's that $89 for the blank, blank bill?
Not even that. I'd be just like, what the fuck you mean you need $20 right now? And you'll pay me back as soon as you can. When you ain't, I'll take a picture of the date and fucking send it to, when you ain't paid me back for this right here yet.
Zay,
back
you
in
are
2017. You know what I'm saying? 2017. You ain't paid me for that $89 back in 2017. This 2024 and you want $20? Go ask the bank if they would do some shit like that. Shit. If the bank ain't gonna fucking do it, I'm not gonna do it.
Zay.
Niggas will bleed you dry if you let them. Niggas will Lestat the vampire on your ass if you let them.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Use that, Lestat. Is that show coming back?
What's that?
The vampire show. Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
It was good as hell when I finally watched it. Oh, she's putting the whole mask on. Oh, God. I don't see how people could watch this show. People say that, though. I like to watch Hoarders. Hoarders is wild to me. I just like to see all the stuff that people be keeping. Like,
there
what
was one
keeping
where bitch
for?
Was keeping her shit.
What you mean her shit?
Her shit.
What do you mean her shit?
She was
her fecal matter.
Her shit, shitting in a bucket, and then
I thought you meant shit.
Waiting for it to liquefy type shit, and then bottling it up, and then it was stored all around the house, thousands of bottles.
What are you saying?
You ain't seen that episode of Hoarders?
No, but I have Google to find it.
Yeah, it's out there.
Why was she doing that?
I don't know. I didn't see the whole thing. I just saw the highlight on Joe Rogan, and the bitch was crazy hoarding her shit in bottles, in plastic bottles.
Oh.
And motherfuckers didn't know when they first saw what it was. Like, what the fuck is this? We do have some articles to go over.
Okay.
Because this has intrigued me for the last couple of fucking weeks. Well, let me find this motherfucker. These fucking three dudes froze to death in fucking...
Oh, the Kansas City Chiefs fans. Yeah. Did you see the autopsy?
Well, they said there was fentanyl, cocaine, and weed in their system. Weed ain't do nothing to them.
No.
The coke can't do nothing to them. They said it right there. The
fentanyl.
The fenty.
But why? Okay. Have you ever hosted a party?
Yeah. Smoking weed and snorting coke?
No. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. But I'm saying, have you ever hosted a party where whatever party favors you put out, you're not partaking in? Yes or no?
No.
So how did he not die? Why did he not die?
Because he was in the motherfucking house. They might have just passed the fuck out there and froze to death overnight because it was snowing. He was fucked up for 2 days.
It's still hard for belief. It's still hard for me to believe that niggas would just freeze to death. Like, there was no fencing them in. This is not a rural town. They could have went to the neighbor's house. Like, none of this is making sense to me.
Fentanyl, once that shit hits you, you die. Or you pass the fuck out.
Okay, so am I passed out or am I dead? Because if I'm dead, then
you
can't.
Pass out, and then you freeze to death.
Stop. So I took the fentanyl at the door?
I don't know.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't know how it works. I ain't never fuck with the
fentanyl. Okay.
Never fuck with that Robin Fenty.
Right, I hear you.
But what I'm saying
is, if fentanyl was in the party favors, how did he not die? If all three of his friends died, but more importantly, how and why did they get outside? If you're saying that they take that once you take fentanyl, it fucking
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, right.
I don't know if it kills you instantly, whatever it is, or if it could kill you a few minutes later. You know what I'm saying?
But not long enough for me to get to my car and die.
But I don't know what they were. They could have fucking snorted some lines and they said, we're going to go fucking smoke a blunt in the back. And while they're out sitting out there, they fucking pass the fuck out.
I would need absolute proof that they went out there to be doing something else. I haven't heard any cigarette butts. I haven't heard, like, it doesn't make sense that they were outside and he wasn't. Or they were outside and, like, to me,
what if he passed the fuck out before he could even go outside with them? They ain't charged this nigga with no murder or nothing.
This nigga is a chemist. I'm not believing this. I'm sorry.
Oh, you think he's in on it?
I absolutely think something else happened. Like, sure, he was fucked up for fucking 2 days, but you can snort a lot of coke and be fucked up for kind of 2 days.
Kill his friends, though? They're all a friend group.
I think that when niggas are weirdos, and I think that when it has to do with science, and I know that for a fact that he was one of the scientists working like on HIV vaccines and shit like that, or not vaccines, but like, or I guess vaccines. I don't know, like something about. Whatever, curing or trying to stop the spread, whatever. He was a scientist working on that type of thing. I absolutely think that you'd be trying experiments outside of your work hours, nigga. Absolutely, I think that.
With the fent?
With whatever.
To get, I mean, okay.
There is even, if you fucking, on one of the, what am I trying to say? Like news reports, there is a person talking and they're saying that they knew all four of them and that the nigga that was inside the house, that he would, if people were like sick or something and didn't have insurance, that he would put stuff together and give to them. So now explain why all his three of his friends were outside and he wasn't, and they all dead and he not.
They said he went to bed while they were still partying. And he sleeps with
And all three of them left their car keys and everything, but for some reason, what if the if a nigga is asleep and I'm fucking high as fuck, I'm smoking a cigarette in your house. I'm sorry. I'm not going outside. It doesn't make sense that they were outside. I'm not going to let that fact go. And also, it doesn't make sense that it was your party and all and the party favors kill everybody that you went that was at the party but you.
But you'd be able to tell they've been dragged outside, right? If their bodies were dragged from the house to outside.
I'm not saying that they were dragged. But you would be able to, depending on how much snow fall and stuff. No, but you still would be able to tell from their clothes and stuff. Yeah, yeah, okay. So I'm not saying the way that the bodies seem to be out in the backyard, the way that it was, I felt like it was explained, makes me feel like they were trying to get out or get away or leave, and then something happened that they couldn't. That's what I'm saying. To me, I've never hosted a party ever in life where the liquor I put out, I didn't drink as well, where the drugs I put out, I didn't do as well. I've never done that. And so if you have a party,
I mean, what if he did the same drugs and he
and didn't he die
up, but was upstairs, passed the fuck out for a day,
but didn't die
because he was in the warmth of the house? What if they all passed the fuck out and didn't die from the drugs, but froze to death? You can, if you're.
But where were they going? There's no fence. They don't have their keys. Like all of their cars
are
right there.
How many parties have you been outside? Where you went outside to smoke a blunt or whatever the fuck? Smoke a blunt, shoot the shit. This nigga's in house sleep. Let's go outside.
And then I.
And they're white, man. You know how they get down. They might have been outside fucking dick fighting, sword fighting, or some shit. You know, a white boy's party a little different.
It's just, it's not sitting well with me that this nigga is a chemist and has had, and people have can report to say that he has mixed things for people to like to take for pain or take for whatever.
Oh, see, I didn't know about that shit.
And you tell me that it just, because
it doesn't. You think he might have experimented on these niggas?
It don't make sense.
Or they might have took some shit that he's been whipping up.
Cause why? And who's to say that he was passed out up there? He just wasn't answering the fucking door. A nigga has knocked at your door, you've not answered.
Yeah, he looked like a bill collector.
And they fucking and then what? They go about their business and you go about yours. You can stay away from a window, nigga. What is that?
I don't know. The whole thing sounds very fucking.
I don't believe that he was upstairs asleep for 72 for fucking 48 hours.
But he's got the motherfucking white privilege of not even being arrested for no type shit on.
And
him.
and packed a U-Haul.
Went to rehab. He's in rehab now. That's what the article was about. Him going to rehab. He said that shit was a wake up call with his three friends dying in the fucking frozen tundra. So he went to rehab.
I don't believe that.
Hey, I mean.
We'll find out.
I would go too. Fuck it. Make myself look as
I mean, yeah, possible. It's smart as fuck. Especially after you leave, you fucking pack up all your shit and leave the house that happened in 48 hours later. That absolutely makes sense to go and go into hiding somewhere safe where people can speculate about why you're there. Sure, but that makes absolute sense.
Said the case is 100% not being investigated at the outside.
It's fucking crazy.
I mean...
That Unless means he didn't do something that they did. I'm not like
what
I'm
saying. What if he did though, and he went outside and froze the fucking death with them? Then would you be happy?
Absolutely, because it makes sense.
But he decided to go.
Because now it makes sense.
He was like,
because now it makes sense.
I'm feeling fucked up. I'm gonna go lay down in my bed.
But he didn't go lay down and wake up dead, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, because like, he was in a fucking house that they had the temperature set to 78, so he was good. He was just passed the fuck out. He might have been in a coma for a minute or some shit.
I hear what you're saying. My brain, I understand.
And then plus they said it could have been the chocolate chip effect. Have you ever heard that?
No.
Well, that the chocolate chip effect is where you take a bite out of a chocolate chip cookie and you might get a thin piece of chocolate chip, or you might get the whole goddamn
chocolate. Oh, they're saying that about fentanyl. Okay, sure, because there are people that just do fentanyl. So, yeah, sure.
When fentanyl is mixed in with the drugs, you might get just that little enough of it mixed with
so he got so he got a little bit of chocolate chip is what you're saying.
Somebody else hit a line that line put a nigga over the fucking sent him to the upper room frozen style.
Okay, all right.
Niggas went out there with Elsa.
I'll leave it alone. I'll let these white people have their little mystery or their little whatever. Oh, well, it's not a mystery no more.
No, he was never charged with nothing. They arrested, they handcuffed him at first, but then, nope, they let him go. Said these niggas died of natural cause. I mean, people OD all the time. Shit.
White people are great for that. I get it. Like, I'm just, it just doesn't feel right to
now,
me.
Now, if he had been a nigga, shit. So your friends didn't just die. They would have arrested his black ass right then and there and took him. They would have.
But if they
would have
found out his black ass was a chemist,
oh yeah, they you know already know we ain't getting the benefit of shit. They arrested his black ass and would have figured it out later. Nigga then went to rehab. He said it scared me straight.
It's a very white story. It's a very white story.
Scared straight on their motherfucking ass. What else have they got?
You know what only would make this story even more white is that after he get out of rehab, he get to keep his scientist job. That would make it ultimate white.
A man allegedly posed as a minor online to meet a child predator, then fatally shot him.
Ooh.
James Spencer, 22, has been charged with murder in connection with the deaths of Sean Connery Showers, 37.
Sean Connery.
He killed James Bond.
Yeah. Right.
He's accused of posing as a minor to lure Sean Connery Showers. He admitted to police that he killed him. And he
posed as a teenager?
Yeah.
And was like.
Showers pleaded guilty to possession of child sex abuse material in 2009. Mm. So Texas man is charged with murder after allegedly posing as a minor to meet and kill a convicted sex offender. So he was a convicted sex offender.
Yeah.
The Houston Police Department alleges that in.
I wonder how he figured it out that he was like an actual sex offender. Well, I guess internet savvy. Just figuring it out, I guess.
Okay. Citing authorities report that Spencer allegedly claimed to be a minor online in an attempt to lure Showers under the guise of sex, who he believed was a sex offender. And he was a sex offender. And the nigga got. Police claim Showers approached the vehicle in the early hours and then was shot by the suspect at the time who was unidentified.
Did he kill him or no?
Yeah, they found him in a ditch with multiple gunshot wounds.
Oh, shit. I mean, I'm not saying that they deserve that.
Once they arrested him, he admitted to the shit. So I wonder if that was one of his victims or some shit back in the day.
Ooh,
or whatever.
Because it seems like real specific. Personal. Yeah, because I would be like, how would you know all that immediately about just meeting somebody like in a chat room or something like that? Oh, are there chat rooms now? I don't know. That's the thing I found. I don't know.
What?
Remember chat rooms?
Hell yeah. In the motherfucking 1990s, the late 90s, and then motherfucking Yahoo.
Yahoo, AOL.
Interracial chat rooms. Shit.
Get your ass out of here.
You know, white hoes sprung, especially when I deployed, man. Have them send me motherfucking candy and beef jerky and chips. I'd be getting boxes every week from a strange hoe on the internet that I met in the Yahoo chat room. Shit.
That's funny.
ASL on the motherfucker.
Nigga, ASL. That means something
sex
else
location.
Now. That means like as hell, man, which don't even make
it.
Sense.
I don't get it at all.
As
ASL to me is always, that's that motherfucker.
Age, sex,
that's
location.
Throw out your motherfucking fishing rod with your bait on it.
Because you'd be like.
I used to love when it would say something like motherfucking 26.
F
Alabama. Got one. We got one, boys. We got one. Shit. I need you to send me this. I'm single in the army over here supporting your motherfucking freedom, bitch.
Oh my God.
I used to get hella shit sent to me when I was on toilets. Candy, fucking.
That's what's up.
Like I said, my thing was beef jerky. Send me some beef jerky and some sour candy. I'm good to go. And some wrestling tapes if you got them.
Wrestling tapes.
Record Monday night. Like,
recording Bitches Monday was Nitro. Recording TV for you?
Hell yeah. Monday Nitro. WCW Monday Nitro. Monday Night Raw. Record a pay-per-view for me too if you can.
Like pay for the pay-per-view and then record it and send it to me. That's ridiculous. I mean, not for you. That's awesome. But that was ridiculous. Oh,
what are you doing for the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I'm off, so that's all that I care about. I don't know, though. I'll probably just be at home watching it.
I don't got no fucking plan. We probably invite y'all over here.
Sure.
Because I'm pretty sure 54 degrees is the motherfucking high. I'm going
to
be watching.
Yeah, like, I'm not about to be outside. Be
watching right here in the comfort of the house with the heat on. I might even have the fireplace on. I don't know. Might get fancy.
Might get fancy on these hoes. All right. Is that it?
That is it.
All right. Damn, I miss Ray, but Chris, K-H-R-I-S _ on IG. It's _ Chris on Twitter, at KOD Nails on IG. I'll see you next week.
If I remember correctly, you can follow Ray at RaySun724 on Twitter and Instagram. And you can also follow his other show,
The Fifth Element Hip Hop
Podcast on YYouTube and IG and Twitter. You can follow us right here.
They had Power 88 on.
Yeah.
Yeah, very dope.
You follow this motherfucking show right here, 420 in Vegas Podcast on Facebook, IG, TikTok, and Twitter. Follow me at VegasZay_420 on Twitter and VegasZay on Facebook, IG, and TikTok. Follow a nigga. Comment on the...
send him some beef jerky.
Send me some beef jerky.
And some wrestling tapes.
DM me for my address if you want it. Keep the wrestling tapes. I got good cable now. But send me some beef jerky from your city if y'all got some good motherfucking beef jerky. All right. That's it.
Bye, guys.
See y'all next week, Super Bowl Sunday.
For sure.
And happy Black History Month.
Oh, always.
Give a nigga, DM your favorite nigga $25 or cash up your favorite nigga $25 a day so they can get some Starbucks and a snack.
Yeah. Ooh, last year, a white dude bought my Starbucks in line the first week of Black History Month. I don't know if that was what it was for, but I sold it. He didn't, but I took it as that. Fall 20 in Vegas, I got some cushy tryna slide. Fall 20 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. Fall 20 in Vegas. Fall 20 in Vegas. Yeah. Just let the plug, finna pin my brother up. Just got a smoking, finna roll another one. Put some wax in my blunt. Man, that shit had me